biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
Joining us via Zoom right now on behalf of Head & Shoulders PNG is, of course, the quarterback of the Jacksonville Jaguars in Trevor Lawrence. Trevor, appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on. How are you?
Doing great, Zach. Appreciate you having me.
Well, thanks so much for coming on. This was just a wild year for you guys to be the number one overall pick, right? Back-to-back years. You're coming off your rookie season, then you're number two. You go to the playoffs and win a playoff game. How do you just look back at this year when you go through the memories of this season?
Yeah, I mean, it was like you said, it was a crazy year. It was a wild ride, just start to finish, really. I mean, we started kind of all right, and then we went through a little 5-game losing streak, and then we finished the year. I think we won 7 straight. So I'd have to check that, but just the roller coaster, the ups and downs of the season. Obviously, the big comeback playoff win, just till the very end in Kansas City. I mean, it was an awesome year. I think we learned a lot. Obviously, we feel like we, you know, left some out there still. Like there was more that could have been in front of us. And, you know, that's something that kind of propels you into next year. And you use that to carry you forward. So just the experience that we got this year is really going to be good for us, for myself personally. It was awesome.
When you're building culture and you're trying to reshape an organization, you wonder when people are going to buy in. At 3-7, and you talked about what this team did down the stretch, why did this team not quit, and why was the buy-in there from everyone in that locker room?
Yeah, I mean, we just, you know, I think we had shown glimpses all year of who we could be. You know, and you look back, even those 5 games in a row that we lost, all by 1 score. So we knew we were really close to something special. We just had to find a way to either not make those mistakes down the stretch or find a way just to make 1 or 2 more plays to turn this thing around and to win those games. So that was the message. I mean, we stayed the same every week. I think that was the most impressive thing, is nobody panicked. You know, that there's a fine line. You know, when you start losing a lot of games like that, it can go 1 of 2 ways. And thankfully, everybody stayed on board, and we just really got better and turned it around. So that was cool to be a part of. And just week to week to see guys just continue to have faith and believe. And then when it did turn around and we got that momentum and that confidence, we just took off.
I know once you win a playoff game, it's on to the next, but what did you think about when you were walking off that field after that crazy comeback against the Chargers?
I mean, honestly, for a couple hours after the game, I really couldn't believe it. It was, I mean, just a game like that is something that I haven't really had anything to compare it to. It was just such a unique, different game. Obviously, my performance, not playing great in the first half and having to bounce back, and then also just our team, what we were able to do. I mean, it was special. Obviously, like the third largest comeback in playoff history. I mean, that kind of speaks for itself. So it was kind of hard to believe after the game, and you're just kind of sitting there thinking about it, and you know, thinking about every play and all that happened. And it's kind of a lot to take in. But like you said, it's got to be short lived because you got another game, and at that point, like 6 days. So yeah.
Well, the best thing I saw this season, I'm not just saying this because you're here, Trevor Lawrence, is after the game you go to Waffle House. You are such a likable person when you wind up at Waffle House after a big playoff game, because someone your age and with all the money that you have available, you may think you go to a big steak dinner, you go to a club or something. Going to Waffle House is pretty badass.
Yeah, that one was for the city. There's certain things. You live in Jacksonville. There's certain things that just fit your city, and that's one of them. So, no, it was awesome. We got a group. We all went. It was a great night.
And whenever I see a Waffle House now, I just think of that image of you walking into Waffle House with all your friends and family as you're going to place a big order. There's actually a Waffle House here in Phoenix right across from my the street of the hotel. But what do I have to order? Give me the Trevor Lawrence order at Waffle House.
So, I mean, it depends. I kind of switch it up. I've been going to Waffle House since my whole life. So I'm an avid Waffle House guy.
You're the vet.
Yeah. So I have some experience, but what I got after the game, I got the Texas bacon cheesesteak and get the onions grilled. And then I got hash browns with cheese and a pecan waffle. So that was what I got. And that was a pretty solid order there.
Not bad. Were you at all concerned about maybe some stomach problems throughout the week after devouring that meal?
No, like I said, I'm built for it. So I've been training for my whole life. So
what stood out to you, Trevor Lawrence, right away when Doug Peterson came into that Jaguars locker room and took over as your head coach?
I think the first thing is just our interactions and his interactions with the team, the way he carried himself, really just, you know, I say this in a respectful way, but just like a regular guy, you know, he's a guy you can come up and talk to. He's just willing to help with whatever. I think the way he carried himself always stays even keel. He has the same demeanor, whether we have lost five straight or won five straight, he was the same guy. And I think that's a big reason why we were able to overcome so much this season is because he's not super emotional. He doesn't react to the ebbs and flows of the game, of the season. He just stays the same. And I think that's really, really important when it comes to someone that's leading your team, especially.
It's so stupid what we do. And I'll be the first person to say that, because for 3 years, everyone's talking about you being the next great quarterback in this league and a transcendent star. And then after the first year, people are wondering, you know, is Trevor Lawrence really the guy? Did you ever doubt yourself after that rookie season, or did you always know you could get back to that level?
No, I mean, I never doubted myself. I wouldn't say that. I think there were times, you know, during my rookie year, at different points where you lose a little bit of confidence, and it's difficult. You know, obviously it's tough. This league is tough, especially the circumstances that we had my rookie year. So there was times where it was challenging and you start to maybe lose a little bit of confidence, but I never lost that ultimate confidence and belief in what's ahead. I knew there's great things ahead, and I believe that there's still even better things down the road. So I always had that belief, and I think that's been something that's been big for me. But definitely there were times where your confidence gets a little shaken and you got to find ways to bounce back from it. And I think that's another thing that, you know, Coach Peterson, our staff, has done a great job and has helped me with. And they've always had that faith and trust in me. And it's been really, really awesome.
You got a little taste of success in the NFL. Everyone's talking about the Super Bowl this week. You're in the divisional round this year where you lost to Kansas City. How close do you think this team is from taking that next step and not just being only a playoff team, but maybe one?
The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
Today is Super Bowl team.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. That's a tough question. How close are we? I think we have everything that we need to do that, honestly. I think you look at the talent, the players that we have, the staff, all those things, the experience. I think we have all those things. So, I mean, it starts fresh every year. You start from scratch. Everyone starts with the same record at the very beginning, and you got to climb your way up the mountain. So it's week to week, but I know that we have everything it takes. And you look at our season this year, I mean, I don't think there's any question that we can beat anybody. You know, it's just a matter of you got to play clean, especially in the playoffs. The team that makes the least amount of mistakes typically wins. You know, it's kind of an outlier, our Chargers game, but typically that's the case. But I know that we have that confidence that we can beat anybody. We just have to do it consistently. And that's what we did at the end of the season. We got to do that the whole year. So we have that confidence and looking forward to building this thing.
And I think a lot of people forget, I know you don't, but when we're just talking about the Jaguars, you guys are getting Calvin Ridley. I can't wait to see him return to a football field. You got to be pretty pumped up about that, Trevor.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Just, you know, we have some guys that know him that have played with him in college or at different points and heard great things. I got a chance to talk to him a little bit when we traded for him. And I'm just really, really excited to have him. I think he's going to make us a better team. And obviously, you just watch the tape. He's super talented, going to be a great player for us. And I'm excited for him just to join, you know, our culture, everything that we have going right now. I think it's in a great spot. I know he's super pumped, and he's just going to be a great fit for us.
You're familiar, Trevor Lawrence, with both of these quarterbacks in Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes, and then also more importantly in the game preparation for both their defenses going up against them this year. What stands out to you about the Eagles and the Chiefs coming up on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, really both. I mean, they're two really good defenses. So I think obviously people have known that about the Eagles. I think that's talked about a little bit more, but really I think the Chiefs have a great defense. Their scheme is really good. They have great players. Chris Jones is just a nightmare up front. He's tough to handle. So they do a lot of great things. Their pressures, you know, like I talked about their scheme, their pressures, their disguise and coverages. They do so many different things. They can be a little bit difficult to prepare for. So I think you marry all those together, and I think they have a really underrated defense, and it's going to be a fun game to watch, and it's going to be a challenge for both teams. So I'm excited.
Trevor Lawrence, what advice, by the way, if you've talked to him or that you would continue to give to Cade Klubnik, now taking over at Clemson?
Yeah, I really haven't had too many conversations with Cade. I've met him early on. I can't remember exactly when that was. I met him, and I've heard really great things about him from everyone in that program. But my advice would be just to, I think consistency is really an underrated characteristic in what we do, not on the field. I think everyone talks about the field, but off the field, just being the same person every day, weather the storm. There's going to be ups and downs. You see this year for him, I think that the team had a pretty good season, but being a freshman and playing a little bit and kind of in and out of games, then finally getting a shot at the end of the year, there's going to be some challenges moving forward, and the expectations, you're going to have a lot of those, but really just, you know, hold yourself accountable to your expectations and to your team and your coach's expectations. And that's all you can really listen to. Other than that, block out the noise and just keep being the same person.
Were you surprised that the DJ Uiagalelei conversation really didn't meet what it was the last 2 years, where we thought he was going to be this wonderful, great player at Clemson, and it seems like it just didn't work out at the end of the day?
Yeah, you know, I know DJ pretty well. I played with him for a full year at Clemson. I really, really enjoyed being around him. I think he's a really good person. I think he's a great player too. So obviously it's disappointing, I think, for both parties, Clemson and for DJ, for it not to work out. But sometimes that's just the way it goes. You look at a lot of guys who are in the league now, even Jalen Hurts is a perfect example, who had some struggles and some problems, not problems, I shouldn't say that, but just on the field as far as at Alabama, then was able to get an opportunity, went to Oklahoma and took off. And then now, you know, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. He's having a great year, and they're in the Super Bowl. So I think that's the main message, is just no matter what's happened, you still have everything in front of you. You still have an opportunity. And I think that's what DJ is looking forward to, is just getting that chance and get a fresh start. I think it'll be good for him, and I'm excited to watch him.
Tell me about P&G, Head and Shoulders, everything that you're doing today with the fine folks there.
Yeah, so P&G is hosting its first ever Battle of the Paddles tomorrow night, Wednesday. You guys can stream it at 7 p.m. through Twitch Sports. It's going to be a lot of fun. So it's a ping pong tournament between 8 NFL players. We're playing head to head. I think it's double elimination. So we're going to play, and we're all representing something different. I'm representing Head and Shoulders. Ironically, you know, people always ask me when I'm going to do something with a hair care product or shampoo or something like that. And this is my first one, actually. So it's taken me 2 years to get here. So I'm proud of it. And Head and Shoulders whole slogan is never not working. So I think that fits. You know, we're going to be grinding on the ping pong table, whether that's on the field, off the field. Having a product that believes in that is cool.
Would you ever get a buzz cut? Just wondering.
I have had one. You know, someone asked me about this earlier. I had one in eighth grade. I buzzed my hair off. Marissa still remembers that, because I've known her since fifth grade. She still remembers that. It's not a big fan, so I don't see a buzz cut coming in the near future. But yeah, I've had to go through some awkward stages for sure to get the long hair. Ninth grade was, there's some funny pictures my freshman year of high school.
Well, you have to probably send them to us. Trevor Lawrence, great to catch up. We appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it, Zach. Enjoyed it, man.
The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.